Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perakei, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah discusses a situation where you have two Yevamos, two women that fall to one Yavam, and many different variables. Says the Mishnah Ketzad, what would the law be by two Yevamos that fall to one Yavam? Says the Mishnah, also Maimer Bezu, if let's say the fellow, the brother of the deceased, said Arei Mekudeshes to one of them, Maimer Bezu, and then he did the same thing to the other, Tzvichai Shnei Gitin, each one of them needs a get from him. Like the opinion of the Chacham that we had in Mishnah Aleph, that Mamar works after Mamar, the Chalitza, and then he has to do Chalitza to one of them, and then the other one goes out scot-free. Mamar Bazu v'get Bazu. Let's say he did Mamar to one of them, and then he gave a get to the other one. Tzricha get the Chalitza. The one that he did Mamar needs a get, because since he gave a get to the other one, so she becomes prohibited to him, and the other one needs Chalitza, and therefore the other one goes scot-free, so just one gets Chalitza. Mamar Bazu Ubal Azu. Let's say he did Mamar, he said Arei Mekudeshes to one of them, and he had Bia with the other, was intimate with the other one. Tzvichai Shnei Gitin, they need two Gitin. This one needs a get for the Mamar, and this one needs a get for the Bia. V'chalitza, and he has to do Chalitza to one of them. Because since he did Bia with her, after he did Mamar on the first one, it's called a Bia Psula. It's an inappropriate intimacy. He had no right to do Yibum. Therefore, there needs to be Chalitza and Gitin. Mamar Bazu v'chalatz lazu. Let's say he said Arei Mekudeshes to one of them, and then he did chalitza to the second one. Harishoyna tzvicha get. The first one needs a get. Get lazu v'get lazu. Let's say he gave a get to each of the two of them. Tzvicha semenu chalitza. They need a chalitza. That means he has to do chalitza to one of them, and then the other one goes free. Get lazu ubal es zu. Let's say he gave a get to one of them, and then he was intimate with the other one. Tzvicha that get v'chalitza. The one that he was intimate with needs a get because he was not supposed to have bia with her. And one of them needs to have chalitza, and then the other one goes free. Get lazu, umamar bazu. Let's say he gave a get to one of them, and then afterwards he gave mamar, he said, Arei Mekudeshes to the other one. So you get the chalitza. The one that got mamar needs a get for the mamar, and then one of them has to have chalitza, and the other one goes free. Get lazu, v'cholatz lazu. Let's say he gave a get to one of them, and then he did chalitza to the other one. Einachar chalitza klum. The halacha is that after chalitza there is nothing, and if he goes and he's mekadesh the chalutza or the tzara, no kedushin works at all, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that there's no kedushin by chayav elavin. However, we actually rule like the chachamim that kedushin does work by chayav elavin, by negative commandments. Therefore, if he went afterwards and he was mekadesh or after the chalitza, then he certainly would have to give her a get. Wishing you a wonderful chol hamoed and an amazing rest of your week.